from William Patterson College. Sterling High School TV 19 and Sterling Radio proud to present state championship basketball action. Today, Sterling with a record of 31-3 against Amaris with a record of 24-3. Kevin, we are back at it again. Two evenly matched teams. This should be a great game.
Yeah, different feeling this year. You know, last year they came off winning the South Jersey Championship and then came to this game. Obviously, there was no South Jersey Championship. Everybody was grouped together, but you get the feeling that this year Sterling feels like they're right on a par with the Maris, and there's nothing more that proves that than their win yesterday against the number one seed, Riverdale.
And we're here with Sean Klink, our trainer. He's going to talk this as well. And last year in this game, Sean, we played Riverdale. Riverdale is not here. We're playing a team that won Group 3 last year.
Yeah, and just walking into the gym, they have a sizable advantage. I think across the line, I think most of their kids, I mean, their front line is all about 5'10 to 6 foot. So they do have a sizable advantage. But talking to the coaches yesterday when they watched them and scouted them, they said that they're very, believe it or not, they're not a super power team. They're a royal balance team, and they keep a lot of volleys alive and play strong defense.
Yeah, that's what you see from a lot of the top teams. And they also said one thing they do very well, not only do they have the float serve, but it's a jump float serve. They really elevate themselves, and that's a key to them getting – they get a lot of their points off of that. So that's going to be key for Sterling here today.
Yeah, but, I'm not sure how often they face a float serve, but apparently they have three girls who can float serve very well.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big test as we go on in this game. Right now, the PA announcer is giving the rules and regulations for the crowd as we're set for this game. We're minutes away from the start. I believe they will introduce both teams, and then I believe we will have the national anthem, and the game will follow. Sterling is with their blue with the long sleeve and the blue shorts. Now, Damaris has the same type of blue as us, but they've got kind of the macho cutoff sleeves, if you will, and they have black short. So if you're watching on TV, that's how you'll be able to tell the difference between the two teams. And right now it looks like we are going to rise for our national anthem. So we will listen along with that. There's our national anthem as we're getting set for action. State championship game here in 2012, Sterling versus Damaris. As you get a good look at head coach McPherson, also got to credit Coach Feeney for doing an outstanding job with these young ladies.
Yeah, they really do a good job of scouting other teams, know where all the tendencies and the vulnerabilities are at every area of the court.
It's funny you mentioned that. I know Mr. Feeney and Coach McPherson were actually studying the Riverdale tape, and based on a couple of the runs and speaking to Matt Sheen, our athletic director, he said they weren't expecting the performance that Sterling put out, so they actually did not scout Sterling and know what our strengths and weaknesses were, whereas actually Riverdale actually had a real strong outside hitter, which we actually performed a triple block on her. We moved three girls over and blocked more than the customary two, and apparently that threw him out of the rhythm and threw him out of the game. What's also interesting, I know going into yesterday's game, they wanted to direct the serve to the to their one outside hitter, so you know she wasn't just sitting back and just sitting on the outside ready to kill the ball. They actually wanted her to field the serve and make the pass to the setter, and then have to come in and make the hit after that. So very good scouting by those guys, because apparently it worked. It worked out well.
Yeah, and I think, and they also said, so you talked about the double block, the triple block, and then there were times they pulled off of that. So they really had Riverdale on their heels and had them making some uncharacteristic mistakes that you normally don't see a team like that make.
That's a good point. When he also mentioned when that girl wasn't in the front line that they weren't going to send any blocks. They were just coming back in defense because none of the other girls were really power hitters, so they were going to play just defense. That's a good point you brought up, because they had also mentioned that. But you know, obviously you want to take away their strengths, and their strength was the one hitter that they always set. And when she's in the back line, they set her in the back line, which they have to hit behind the 3-meter line, so they're not right up on the net. And he mentioned that as well, because they set her in the rear court as well. And they said they just wanted to play defense and not send the block up there at all.
Sterling was just introduced in the background. They introduced the subs first, then the starters. Looks like Sterling brought everybody, where Damaris has about 12 girls out there right now.
Yep.
A very anxious moment, guys, for these girls as they get ready for this game.
And this is where, at this time, you have to feel like going through the experience of being in this game last year has to help out. And again, you're looking at a Sterling team that played a lot better, and they've already beaten a team of the same caliber as this Damaris team winning against Riverdale.
Now remember, Damaris was here too. Even though they were not in this game, they played in the Group 3 championship game last year and won it. They came down in enrollment to 2, and that's why they are playing Sterling in this game. So Sterling trying to be the bride this year, not the bridesmaid. Last couple girls being introduced right now for Damaris. And looking at the history, as we're talking with Mr. Napoli on the radio broadcast for the game, Damaris has a strong history of playoffs and championships in volleyball.
Now, that's what you see from a lot of these top schools in North Jersey. But I'll tell you what, I think, you know, we talked about Riverdale yesterday in that game, and we were talking about how they were focusing on stopping the one girl. I think that brings to light the fact that when you look at Sterling, they really have a complete team. If you shut one person down, they always have somebody else to go to. And you really saw that in that Mahwa game, where they shut down the outside hitters for a time. We came back with Anissa Sanchez and Lonnie Carter with some big points there in the middle of that game at the middle of the net. And that really got us back on track and ended up getting us to that win in game 2, which won us the match.
Yeah, and actually in the Mahwa game, though, Lori Gazinski quietly had a very excellent game as our setter. I mean, sometimes it's taken for granted, but a lot of times when you're looking at the spikes and the power, you know, the power serves, sometimes it gets taken granted by the setter to get the ball out there. But she had a very strong game.
So we mentioned both teams are in blue. Sterling with blue with long sleeves and blue shorts. Damaris has blue with cutoff sleeves and black shorts. For our TV audience, Sterling on our left, Damaris on our right. From William Patterson University, the second time Sterling's been in here. They were the runner-ups last year, trying to be the champs this year in 2002. Referee's getting things organized, and we are just about set. Looks like Sterling will serve to start the game, with Melanie Kaiser serving from our left.
And like you said, a much bigger court than what we saw Thursday at Mahwa, with that tight back wall, not a hot, whole lot of room behind that back line. Totally different here today.
Yeah, we could probably play a football game in here if we had to. All right, Kaiser's ready. We're just about set for the 2002 state championship game. She serves it over the net. It is returned. Chance for a slam. Returned by Sterling. Sterling on a set. Far side Kriebel slams. It's dug up. Damaris on a set. They dink it over. Sterling controls. Set. And it's dinked over by Adcock, who scores the first points of the game for Sterling.
Yeah, that's something you've seen from Adcock over the last couple games. Instead of going with that diagonal hit, really throws Damaris off bounds, goes over to that right side, finds that opening, and is able to get the first point for Sterling.
Sterling leading it 1-0. Sterling serves it cleanly over the net, dug up, and a miss hit and out of bounds. Sterling leads it 2-0.
Yeah, just a little mishit. Probably a little bit of nerves there on Damaris' part. Even though this is a team that's been there before, yeah, you're always going to be a little bit nervous in that championship game, especially early on.
Kaiser to serve with a 2-0 lead. Sterling, it is returned and brought back up for a set. A slam into the net. Sterling leads it 3-0.
Yeah, they look like they're really trying to set up that middle area, the court. And yeah, they already had, again, two.
Well, let me jump and overrule you. Even though it was hit into the net, a violation against Sterling gives the point to Damarist. So Damarist will now jump serve. They get it in, dug up by Applegate. Applegate has set Kriebel for a spike. It is saved. They're going to have to dink it over as Damaris. The spike goes across court. Kriebel picks it up. They look to set back to Kriebel. She looks to slam. Beautiful dig just off the floor by Damaris. They slam. It would have gone long, but Kaiser played it, and it'll be tied at 2. That's a ball. It's tough to react. It's easy to see here. It definitely would have gone long, though.
Yeah, especially as you get going in a long volley, you're looking up. Sometimes it's very tough to know where you actually are on the court.
Jump serve for Damaris. Kaiser digs. It goes into the scorer's table. Point for Damaris. It's 3-2 Damaris. So how big was that first turnover point?
Well, this is where Damaris gets a lot of their points, and something Sterling has to really stop or negate is their ability to get points on this serve.
Served over the net. Kaiser digs it up. It's a good set this time. Sends it for Adcock. All she can do is dink it over. Damaris will plink it over, and they will score down the line. Beautiful hit right there by Hamlin, and it is now 4-2 Damaris.
Yeah, really nice hit there. Just a placement point right there, finding that opening off to the left side. You can see why they're so successful on the serve with their ability to elevate right here on the float serve.
Damaris gets it over. It's dug by Sterling. A chance to, jumping too early and missing on that one, unfortunately, was Adcock. It's now 5-2 Damaris.
Yeah, just a timing play right there that was mistimed, and that's something, again, you don't see Sterling make a lot of mistakes like that.
5-2 Damaris, they serve. Served it cleanly. Dug up by Sterling, set far side. Kriebel can only dink it over. Set up now for Damaris. Damaris looks to spike. Sterling able to pick it up. They will set it now. Kriebel a chance to slam, but she slammed it long, and it's 6-2 Damaris.
Yeah, when you have trouble with that initial hit there on the handling the serve, you're not able to get the real good set. You saw Kriebel had to actually come in a little bit before she went over with the potential kill.
The serve goes long, so Sterling catches a break. So a 6-point run is ended. Sterling now trails at 6-3, and they will serve as they substitute Sims in the game. She will come in and serve as Adcock takes a seat.
Yeah, and they're the type of runs teams that are dominated by the good serve can get. And, you know, we've seen Sterling do that, especially in the first round of the playoffs. They were able to do that.
Sims serves it. It's dug up. Chance to dink it over for Damaris. Sterling picks it up. They will set. Far side, Kriebel. She spikes it and scores. 6-4, Sterling trails it.
Yeah, and that was just a great individual effort by Kriebel. She had to move in a little bit. Wasn't the best of sets. Moved in, adjusted, found that open area in the middle.
Ashley Sims to serve for Sterling. They trail at 6-4 in game one. Sims does get it over the net. It's dug up. The set and the spike try for Damaris. Dug up by Kaiser. They set it far side. Kriebel to the net. Slams it deflected. Good job to keep that in play by Damaris. It goes back on their side of the net. They set for a slam. Sterling lets it go, and it goes in. Kaiser thought it might have gone out, but it went in.
Yeah, they had a real nice set to Kriebel off to the left side. Had momentum going into it. Had the shot that she wanted. But again, that's the difference between playing some of the average teams and some of the real good teams. They're able to get those digs off the real good potential kills.
7-4 Damaris leads. They will serve. Kaiser digs it as it goes back. Set up. Dinked over and scored. Beautiful job by Naomi Carter.
Yeah, that's how we've utilize Carter and Anissa Sanchez in that middle, take some pressure off the outside hitters. And again, Carter and Sanchez have the ability to go with the power game and also the soft game that you saw right there.
7-5, Sterling trails. Kriebel serves it well over the net. Set chance for Damaris. They spike, dug up by Kaiser. Sterling on a set. Applegate, the spike, it's blocked. She picks it up. Sterling has a chance to get it over, and they do. Set opportunity coming up to Damaris. They look the reverse spike and scoring beautifully on a slam. There was Haley Ridey. 8-5.
Coming off that far side, came up with the slam. But again, you know, that was a real good volley. between two top-level teams. You have real good digs there, keeping it going. Something, again, you only see at this top-level volleyball.
8-5, Damaris with the lead. Here's a jump serve off the net, and Sterling didn't know what to do with it. It's now 9-5, and it went in between two Lady Knights.
Yeah, one thing you're seeing early on in this match is more miscommunication than we've seen in the last couple matches that Sterling's had.
9-5, serving again, jump serve over the net. This time Sterling plays it, setting it up. They're going to just be able to dink it over with Kaiser. Dug up on the near side by Damaris. They look to spike. Spike it over. Kaiser digs it up. Applegate sets it at the net. Dinking it over is Sterling. Boy, beautiful set at the net by Damaris. They spike. It's blocked off Applegate, out of bounds, and a point for Damaris.
And the one thing you can't really do is anticipate that with the double block, because Damaris is mixing things up. As you look at them have a timeout right here, they either do the set to the far side or that back set right there, and you have to respect the entire court when you're put in that situation.
Yeah, offensively right now, it looks like Sterling, I don't know if it's the setting, because they're, you know, you're used to playing in the tight settings, and even our gym, as large as it is, this is much larger, and it looks like we're just off on a little bit of timing in a lot of our sets, and I'm not sure if it's the background that's causing that, but they just seem to be a little bit off when they're on their counterattack right now. Now, Damaris seems very good. They have a girl, was it O'Hala O'Reilly, is that her name, who was hitting with the left hand, and she has a nice right hand, and they have the right hand on the near side, so they've been doing a nice job of switching them back and forth, and like you said, limiting us from going over the double blocks.
Sterling did call timeout to kind of stop the bleeding again. We're in game one. Sterling trailing at 10-5. Damaris will serve. Great jump serves thus far for Damaris. There's another one. Sims got a hold of that one. Sterling looks to set. Applegate dinks it over. Damaris looks to set at their side. The net slam, and it goes long. That'll be Sterling point. 10-6 now.
I'm sure that was one of the messages that you heard from the coaches in that last timeout, was just always be aware of where you are in the court. And, you know, Sean, you, probably what you said is a fair point, that in a bigger court sometimes it takes a little bit to get your bearings down, especially since they've been playing on some of the smaller courts, namely that Mawa one the other day.
Danielle Crowe's now in the game. She will serve. She's been a phenom serving this year. Sterling down 10-6. She gets it over the net. Set try here for Damaris. Slam opportunity, and they score. Beautiful job again. Haley Reedy, she scores, and it's 11-6, Damaris.
Well, Sterling was able to get the double block there, but Reedy really elevates on that and is able to get the slam over the double block.
Now a serve by Reedy. She is way off the far corner of the court as she brings this one in. She's going to run and jump serve left-handed. Sims tried to get it, and she missed it. Point on an ace for Damaris, 12-6.
Yeah, you're seeing probably Sterling's having more trouble with the serve than at any point. And again, that's a credit to Damaris, which is a team that really thrives on these serves.
Creedy to serve again. Her team leads it 12-6 in game one. Gets it over the net. Dug up by Kaiser. Goes into the Sterling bench. They will not be able to return that one. It is 13-6, Damaris. Probably the worst nightmare for Coach Feeney and Coach McPherson.
Well, if Creedy was serving the last game, she would have been probably out in the parking lot from where she's standing at right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She'd be at least in the parking lot, well beyond the end line as she comes in. Long on this one, and Sterling wisely lets that go. So Sterling now trailing at 13-7 and need to get on a run of their own.
I don't think there's any question. They're handling serves that have a lot more velocity on them than anything they've seen to this point.
Laurie Gersinski, a junior, in to serve for Sterling as Sims takes a seat. Sterling needs a run, trailing at 13-7. Gruzinski does get it over the net. It is set at the net. Slam opportunity dinked, and an extra hit as it's blocked at the net. Sterling point.
Now, so, one thing you're seeing from this Sterling team, and especially, I know we point back to the Mawa game, second game they were down by, five at one point. Always are in the game, always have the ability to fight back.
13-8. Serve is good. Set at the net. Spiking right up the middle, double block on and scoring on just a tap over as Haley Hirsch. It's 14-8.
Yeah, that's what you're seeing with these better teams. Another thing is to go with the power game, they have that soft game and they do a good job mixing it up.
That's a very nice job there adjusting, because that ball was right on the net. So she would have hit and followed through. She would actually hit the net. So nice job.
Substitutions were in. The libero for Damaris got a little excited.
Yeah.
As Runge comes out of the game. Now we can bring this in. She's got a tough serve, too.
Yeah.
She's well deep. She runs up and slams it. And this one more of a floater. Dug up by Sterling. They set. Applegate sends it deep. A set opportunity now for Damaris. They tap it over. Controlled by Sterling. Looking for far side. Applegate taps it over. Dug out nicely by Damaris. They look to return. And they are going to hit it out of bounds for a Sterling a point. Sterling now trails at 14-8.
Yeah, it's a rare mistake on a bump by Damaris. So far, they've been handling all the passes and shots fairly well. That's a rare mistake.
Carrie Applegate to serve with Sterling actually trailing at 14-9. Applegate gets it over the net. It's set at the net. Spike opportunity deflected by Sterling, but they control it. Far side for Kriebel. She spikes. It may have been tipped. They say it's out. It was not tipped. Damaris point.
Yeah, went a little high. Maris is doing a good job anticipating and making Kriebel go long with that kill. Covering the middle area of the floor, not letting any allowing any openings there. And the kill, potential kill, goes long, and Damaris gets the point.
Hurst to serve for Damaris, who leads it 15-9. Sterling digs it, sends it far side. Tapped over just at the net, comes back to Sterling's side. They will set. Kriebel spike tipped. They play on. Damaris to control, a chance to spike it. Sterling gets a hand on it. Now they look to set. They'll be able to dink it over with Adcock. She gets it over. Back up the net, set opportunity. Damaris, they dink it over. Sterling a chance to hit it back. Kaiser will hit it over. Goes far side, our longest rally of the game. As it's tipped by Sterling, we still play on. Sterling sets. Here's Kriebel, a slam chance. Dug up beautifully, but out of bounds. Sterling point. 15-10.
Yeah, Kriebel really trying to find that open air and was able to find that opening in the middle that you hadn't seen Damaris give up before, and that's why a lot of her potential kills before were going long, but took advantage of that little opening right there and executed the kill.
Melanie Kaiser to serve for Sterling. Sterling trailing 15-10. Kaiser does get it over the net. Controlled, a set opportunity for Damaris. Deep slam, they hit it on and get it back over to Damaris' side, who dinks it back over. Applegate plays for Sterling, set for Kriebel. She hits it and just hits it a little long again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you really have to like Damaris' judgment. They know where they are in the back end of that court, know when to let it go, when to keep it going, because that one was only about a foot and a half long, but just had the sense to know to let it go.
16-10 Damaris. They will serve here in game one. Gets it over the net clearly. Applegate sets. Naomi Carter spikes it, and it is out. Good spike opportunity, just couldn't get it in.
Yeah, so, they definitely have great length on their blocks, so yeah, that might be something that Sterling might have to do, is go into the middle hitters rather than go into the outside.
17-10, Sterling returning it. Looks to dink it over. Applegate tried that there. Set at the net. Sterling looks to block. It's dinked over and scored for Damaris. Hamlin scores 18-10, Damaris. Sterling calls time.
Yeah, Sterling trying a little bit of everything. As you said, Sean, they tried to get him to Lonnie Carter with the middle hit. Then you saw Carrie Applegate go with the dink, but give credit to Damaris. Boy, I'll tell you what, they react in a hurry and reset themselves, get themselves in position. And again, you're seeing the soft game from Damaris over the last couple points that we really didn't see as much early on.
And when you see when Sterling's attacking and trying to get the spikes, they have such great length on their blocks, you have to adjust your shot. And that's why Damaris can actually cheat in a little bit and let that long ball go. Because, you know, to be able to adjust it, many of those shots are going long onto the court.
So Sterling coming out of the break after the timeout, they trail it 18-10 here in game one, and Damaris, folks, is good.
And very impressive with the serve. And again, it's one thing to see a team talk about how well they serve, but you're seeing right here, it's another thing to go against girls like this that have the velocity behind their serves that they have.
Damaris serves, leading 18-10. Ball over the net. Tough dig for Kaiser, and it goes out of bounds. 19-10. This serving is impressive. It is really challenging Kaiser and the girls in the back line.
And you get a nice perspective here sitting up high of just how difficult it is and how the ball's moving.
Serve is over the net. Kaiser lets it go. The call is in. 20-10. Just got the line.
Just impressed with not only their hits and obviously their serves there, with where they know, where they're executing the shots to the different open areas of the court.
20-10, Damaris leading game one. They serve over the net. Brought up. Chance for Adcock. She dinks it over. Damaris sets it far side. Spike opportunity. Kind of missed, but they score. As missing on it was Rigi, but she got enough of it to get it over the net. It's like a changeup.
Right, and I think that miss actually caught Sterling off guard. They were late to react to it, and it went to the right area, right in the middle, an area they've been attacking.
21-10 Damaris. They serve. Get it over. Set up far side. Kreba looks to spike. She dinks it over. Beautiful dig there by Damaris. They keep it in play. Now they dink it over the net. Sterling looks to set. Looking for Kreba. She can tap it over deep. Good dig by the libero. Damaris sets it up. Hits it over the net. It's dug up nicely by Kaiser. Set far side for Kreba. She has it deflected and scored. So Sterling back on the board. They trail it by 10, 21-11.
Yeah, you needed a point there. I mean, just from a confidence standpoint right here.
Sims will come in the game. She'll serve. Sterling down by 10, 21-11. Sims in to serve. Over the net is good. Controlled by Damaris. They set for spike at the net. May have gone long, but Sterling plays it on. Tap it up. Applegate a spike blocked at the net, but they play on. Damaris controls. They spike it over. Applegate digs it out. They still play. Damaris with a spike chance. Sims heads it up. Chance now for Applegate to hit it over. Deflected. Damaris controls. Set for a spike. Nice return, and Damaris is going to score as it went in between Applegate and Kaiser.
Boy, again, another spike, another kill that they were able to be aware of where everybody is on the other end of the court. And not only do you have the power game, but I'm just impressed with the way they're hitting spots.
22-11, Damaris to serve. They lead it. Set up by Sims. Kreble sets it up. They're going to have to dink this over. They do, as Brzezinski dinked it over. Set it to net for Damaris. They tap it again. Sterling over to Kreble. She hits it. Back on Sterling's side. A chance to set it up. Kreble slams it. It's deflected. Damaris' chance to score. It's blocked, and they do. It was blocked initially by Kreble, but she didn't get enough of it. Damaris now leads it 23-11.
Again, Garibo over that far side with that left-handed slam, and you know, she really goes to the net with a lot of power, much like you see Kreble and Applegate on the Sterling end of the court.
Ball served over the net, set by Sterling at the net. Kreble to slam. It's returned by Damaris back to Sterling's side. They set it. Naomi Carter taps it over and scores. So Carter did not slam, went for a little tap, and Sterling now has 12 points.
And that's what Sterling's got to do. You get, you know, again, we talked about what they were able to do at Mahwah and they, when they fell behind. Once they got things going and re-energized with that middle court area to court, the outside hitters took things from there.
They get it over the net, blocked by Sterling, but it goes out of bounds. So Damaris 1 point away from winning game one. They lead it 24-12.
Yeah, just a complete dominating effort from Damaris. And you talked about Riverdale. They were a team that was dominated by the one girl, number seven. But here you can see Damaris is just overall a complete team.
They lead it 24-12 for the win in game one. They get it over the net. Sims digs it up. They set it for Applegate. Applegate spikes and scores for Sterling. Sterling now trails at 24-13. They go for a couple subs. Sanchez comes back in. Croge is going to come in. Croge will go in to serve.
Yeah, they really force. When you come up the kill, Damaris really forces you to go to that back area. And you had Applegate have an accurate hit, but a lot of our hits, a lot of our kills have gone long. Potential kills.
Croge just gets it over the net. Nice dig out by Damaris. They serve it, and it's blocked nicely by Sterling, who scores.
Yeah, there you see Riebel. Didn't get as close to set. Wasn't as close to the net as we've been seeing her get. She was back a little bit. That enabled Sterling to get to the line and get the block right there and get the point.
Sterling serving, trailing 24-14. Croge gets it over the net. It's dug up by Damaris. Set at the net. They tap it over, and that is going to do it. Is trying to get to the ball with Sims. She couldn't. Damaris wins game one by a score of 25-14.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is Damaris and her ability to serve the ball. And the first time we've seen Sterling all year have this kind of trouble with the serve, and obviously it's because of their ability to serve. When you're talking about Damaris, you see that step back. They're probably about 12 feet back, come up with a lot of momentum, elevate themselves, and get more velocity than we've seen any girl of any team get on a serve. And that's something, guys, Sterling's going to have to figure out in this second game if they're going to come back and win this.
Well, Damaris is very solid across the board. I mean, there was a couple points there where, you know, we actually defended and dug the ball a couple times, but they actually hit from all sides of the court. They had it from the right side, left side, and the middle. Specifically, when the score was 21-10, they had the one long rally there where they actually had four different girls, you know, hit a power shot over the net, one from the back line and three on the front. So it's you know, they're a very strong team. I don't see, I mean, quite honestly, I'm trying to look here and see what Sterling can exploit, and I don't really see anything. They're very solid across the board.
No, and that's the thing, you know, and that's one thing that is Sterling's strength in being a complete team. And the other thing I'm impressed with, you know, some of the things that you were saying, and also not only the serve, but their ability to find that open area of the court and get it there in a hurry has been a big thing. And this is the first time we've seen Sterling diving all over the court as much, and that basically says a lot about Damaris and their ability to find those open areas and always be looking and have that awareness of what's going on the opposite side.
So if you're just tuning in, first game is in the book. Sterling came up short. They lose it by a score 25-14. So for the first time in this playoffs, Sterling is going to have to come from behind. So they're going to have to come up with a solid effort here in this second game or it's going to be all over.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously handling the serve is going to be one big key. And if there's ever a team that can fight back from adversity, turn things around, it's this Sterling team. It's just a matter of, again, figuring out how to handle that serve and redirect it into a good set.
Well, the positive thing in the first game, too, is a lot of times when you see a volleyball team, you see the momentum switch and go the other way. The one team start to lose it and get real nervous and anxious. I didn't see that in Sterling. They seem to be pretty calm. It's just the strength of Damaris right now that they actually been, they've been very solid in all their hits. You know, Sterling definitely didn't seem rattled in their first game. It's just Damaris had actually scored more points.
Tack Kosineski, Kevin Schultz, Sean Klink calling it like it is.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Yeah. As we get set for game two, it's a state championship game here in 2002. Glad you're with us on Sterling Radio listening live. On our tape delay broadcast on Sterling TV 19. This is actually our third attempt at a state championship game here on TV 19. The softball team won it in 2008. We were here last year with volleyball. They came up short, and this year they're going to have to come from behind as we get set for game two. As they switch sides of the floor, Damaris will be on our left, Sterling will be on our right, and Damaris will serve to start.
And you look at that first game, what got Damaris going after being down, I believe 2-0, was a 6 straight points, and sure enough, it came off the serve.
Haley Hirsch to serve for Damaris. Game two underway. She gets it just over the net. Sterling digs. Sanchez scores. Now, Sanchez was not a big factor in the first game, and she scores there.
Well, that's where Sterling was trying to get things going with Leilani Carter, get things going in the middle area of the court. And you know, Zisa Sanchez has a power game, but there she redirected everything and found that open area of the floor. They're going to have to do that more often here in this second game.
Kaiser serves with a 1-0 lead. Sterling led the first game 2-0, but then it was all Damaris. They set, slam. Kaiser digs it up nicely. Sterling with a set try. Applegate gets it over. Damaris is set trying to slam, and they score as it went over the shoulder of Brzezinski.
Yeah, really found that seam right there off to the left side.
1-1, your score in game two. Damaris won the first game. Serve for Damaris, running jump serve. Controlled by Sterling. They set at the net. They'll have a deep dig by Applegate. Has her shot deflected. Now a set for Damaris. They hit it hard, too hard, and out. So Sterling gets that point.
Yeah, that's one thing Sterling's going to have to do is not, you know, and you saw him right there, had good judgment letting the ball go. There was probably about 4 or 5 points, potential points that they hit that could have let go and gotten points on their end in that first game.
Sterling now leading it 2-1. Sims now in the game. She will serve. Sims gets it over the net. It's dug up by the libero into the net, and Sterling scores. They lead it 3-1.
Yeah, an uncharacteristic mistake there by Damaris. Something you didn't see them do too often in that first game.
Sims to serve for Sterling. Sterling leading it in this game 3-1, trailing it 1-0. Get it over the net, and it is long. Just goes out of bounds. Boy, it's amazing, Kevin. That's like the third time they've judged it going out.
Yeah, even on the kills. I mean, their balls, they're not. It's not like they're going out by 5-6 feet. You're talking about a half a foot or a foot at the most.
3-2, Sterling leads it. Damaris to serve. This is Abramovici. Just gets it over the net. Sterling looks to dig, and Preble runs into the scorer's table. It'll be a point for Damaris. It's all about the serve.
Yep.
Serving again now. Damaris, 3-3 now, your score here in game two. Over the net, Kaiser sets. Sterling looks to spike. Applegate returned. Set to opportunity for Damaris. Blocked at the net. Sterling a chance to slam. Good job by Naomi Carter to keep that one in play. Damaris side of the net. They look to spike. Partially blocked by Sterling. Set at the net. And good dig out there. Too many hits on Sterling's side. Damaris takes the lead back 4-3.
Yeah, just a long volley. Something we've seen in that first game, back and forth. And again, you have a Damaris team that keeps going and can wear you down. I think that's what happened right there.
4-3 lead, Damaris, they serve. They get it over the net. Sims just gets a piece of it. Kaiser hits it over the net nicely. Set up, near side. Slam opportunity, Sterling controls. And a whistle, against Sterling. You guys catch what that was for? It's a Damaris point.
Not sure. I don't know if somebody stepped over the line at some point, but...
I didn't see the net move, so I don't think anybody hit the net.
The referee put up his hand like it was an illegal hit, is my guess. 5-3 now, Damaris. And that goes long, so Sterling gives them a dose of their own medicine as it goes long.
Sterling, again, doing a much better job letting those long shots go. And, again, that's going to be a key. You don't want to give any free points to teams, especially a real good Damaris team.
5-4, Sterling serving. They trail it here in game two. They get it over the net by Damaris returns. Good dig by Kriebel. Slam opportunity, Naomi Carter, and it goes good for Sterling as it was turned into the net. Sterling hanging.
Yeah, that's what Sterling has to do. You know, that was something we saw from Sterling. You see Damaris get points like that where Sterling's diving all over the court. That's what Sterling's going to have to do to Damaris. And it all starts with hitting those key spots and knowing where everybody is on the opposite end of the floor.
Tied at 5. Kriebel serves it over the net for Sterling. Set opportunity for Damaris. They slam and score. 6-5 Damaris.
It's amazing how many of their shots either go a little bit before that back line or a little bit after. But in any way, they're just so accurate and make it tough from a decision-making standpoint whether to let it go or hit it.
Jump serve goes off the shoulder of Preble, and scoring on it is Damaris. That serve has got to be very difficult to return. 7-5 Damaris as they will serve again. Here comes the jump serve. Into the net this time. Sterling gets a break. It's now 7-6. They trail it.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing out there serves that get to you that quickly is you can't get your body in position quick enough. And you see a lot of these potential digs where you're hitting them off to the side, and that's where you get the balls that go off to the side. And again, that's how they're getting the aces off the serves.
Crows into the game. She will now serve for Sterling. She gets it over the net cleanly. Set. Not a chance for a spike. They'll dink it over. Sims digs it up. Chance for Sterling to set. Applegate spikes, it's deflected. Damaris plays on. They have a chance to spike, dug up by Crows. Setting it now for Applegate. She looks to dink it at the net. Sanchez can't quite save it. Damaris point, it's 8-6.
Damaris real strong right now. Again, mixing things up with a soft game right there at the net. And of course, we saw a couple points ago where they hit the net with the unforced turner, the point, giveaway point.
Jump serve. Scooped up by Sterling. Not a chance to slam. They'll just get it over. But unfortunately, into the net was Kriebel. 9-6 now, Damaris. In game two, Damaris has already won game one.
This is a key point here where Sterling can't let them get too big of a lead. They keep this game, you know, relatively close within striking distance.
Haley Reedy deep from the court to serve. Jump serve. And she will get the point as Sterling Kriebel not able to get a hand on it. It's now 10-6 Damaris.
Well, there's the problem, I think, with the serve that comes at you so quick. You're not able to get your body off of it. You're fielding it off to the side or trying to hit it off to the side, and makes it that very difficult to return anything or even dig or set anything like that up.
Sterling calls time. They trail it here in the second game, 10-6. They must win this game.
And Reedy on her approach to the serve, it's almost like she's doing a triple jump. It's like a hop, skip, and a jump, and then she's hitting the ball. So, like I said, and she's also hitting me with the left hand, so we're really having a difficult time returning her serve.
For our folks listening on the radio, she actually starts out of bounds on the basketball court, runs in, and makes a strong serve.
Yeah, probably gets more elevation and forward momentum with her body than, again, anybody we've seen. And you know, that was the one thing, and hearing a lot about this Damaris team, the thing we kept hearing about was their serve and, you know, not so much their power game at the net, although with Reedy, we're seeing her have a real nice day on that far near side with that left-handed slam. So, again, a real complete team that can hurt you in a lot of different ways.
Back to live action. The serve is over the net. Kaiser gets it, almost goes out of bounds. They save it. It's dinked over by Sanchez, who almost got a point. Chance to return on it is Damaris. They hit it deep. Kaiser sets. Send it for Sanchez. Sir Spike is blocked, but the score. It was deflected into the scorer's table.
Yeah, and if you're able to hit, use that middle set where you have Brzezinski over there, Damaris is not able to get themselves set up and anticipate anything. And I think if you're able to do that, not let them know if you're going outside or middle, it can go a long way in opening things up.
Brzezinski serves it over the net cleanly. Damaris sets for a slam. Scooped up by Sterling right at the net. Both teams go for it. And scoring on a nice tip ball is Damaris. Sterling now trails at 11-7. They don't do anything wrong.
Nah, that's a great play. I mean, you're at the far side net. Everybody's over there. For her to elevate and find that open area on the far side, and we've seen that probably three or four times.
Damaris jumps serving it again. They get it over the net. Kaiser digs it. Sets it up. Sanchez going deep. And did it hit the line? No. It just missed. 12-7 Damaris.
Great court awareness on that back area there to let that go.
If it missed, it was by inches.
They're very uncanny in their ability to judge that ball coming out a little bit.
12-7 serve. They get it up. Sterling, a chance. Applegate to spike. She hit it into the net, and you can almost sense the game is getting away from Sterling now. 13-7. Damaris to serve. Again, they lead it 13-7 here in game two. Sterling must win this game as they lost the first game. Jump serve. Hard over the net. Kriebel grabs it, sets it up. Far side, Applegate, beautifully dug up by Damaris. They'll get a chance to dink it over. They do. Set up by Sterling, a little bit long into the net, and Sterling will get the point. 13-8, Sterling trails it.
Get those low digs, a lot like that Mawa team, where you think it hit the floor, but they get down, just get underneath of it, get things going.
Sterling really needed the score there, so it's nice to have the ball in back in our serve here.
Applegate to serve. Sterling down 13-8. She just gets it over the net. Slam opportunity, and scoring is Damaris. They are scoring every opportunity they get. 14-8 Damaris.
And again, they're scoring from different positions of the court. That was just a middle hit. Nice set right in the middle hit. They scored on the outside. They've scored on, they scored on very passive shots. So it's really a complete team here.
So Damaris set to bring it in again. They get it over the net, set it up. Applegate slams, and Applegate scores for Sterling.
Yeah, good job to get in there. Not a great set, but had to come in a little bit. Did a good job of adjusting. Is able to get the kill to narrow this lead to 5.
Sterling now trailing it 14-9. They send it over. Set for Damaris, and beautiful dive, but it's going to score a point nonetheless for Damaris, who now leads it 15-9.
Again, another shot went to the open area. Melanie Kaiser had to get that one because that was going to be in right in the corner. But, just always looking, always having great vision on the other end of it, looking at the other end of the court.
Running jump serve into the net. Sterling still hanging. They trail it 15-10. They need to go on a bit of a run here.
And that's one of the few times, probably two or three times, you saw them hit in the net or give Sterling the easy point. Seems like when Sterling gets a point, for the most part, they really have to work for it. Again, that's one of the few ones that you saw. It's pretty much a giveaway from Maris.
Sterling serves, controlled far side, set in a slam. Nice slam, but dug out somehow by Kaiser. But they say an illegal hit, I guess, against Sterling. It'll be the Maris point.
Yeah, tried to go for that middle area, and again, almost gave Kaiser a chance to return that.
16-10, Sterling trails. It's still in the game. Served over the net. Controlled up. Sterling's got to hit it over, and they do. Damaris sets. Slam deflected, and Damaris will score. 17-10. Sterling just can't get any rhythm going in this game.
Yeah, continually going for that deep left corner. And you said it, Tad. Sterling really hasn't been, you know, you get a point here or there, but for most part, Demaris, after you get a point, they answer with one of their own.
Serve over the net. Sims couldn't quite get to it, and out it goes.
Yeah, that's a good timeout there called by Coach McPherson. Pull everybody together right here. And just, you know, it's a situation where it just seems like we get a point and they thrive off it, know they have to come back. They'll come back with a kill, come back with a decisive point after that. And right now, they've been dominating these two games.
And what's impressive to see is their court balance. They've never been out of balance on the court. So every time we set up for a power hit, you know, they've gotten a ball and they've gotten hit. We've actually been fairly successful on the dinks, which we haven't done very much in this game. And we seems like our success has actually come a little bit more in the middle hits, when we've had it. But unfortunately, we haven't had enough success.
So Sterling trailing at 18-10. That was their last timeout in the second game, so they got to do it on their own now. Over the net, dug up nicely by Sterling. They look to set at the net. Slam deflected. Demaris brings it back, taps it over. Sims brings it up. Set now, dinked over, controlled by Demaris. They look to set now. Blocked by Sterling, but off Sterling, Demaris will score. 19-10.
Yeah, that's tough. When you're right on top of the net, now, with that left-handed slam and within 2 feet of the girl hitting it right at you, I mean, that's a tough one to return.
19-10, ball goes over. Sims returns, set at the net. Kriebel looks to send that over. Set, going back to Naomi Carter, drills one and scores. 19-11, Sterling trailing it.
Yeah, that's one of great hit by Naomi Carter, but obviously that looked like that was going to go out. One of the few times we've seen Demaris misjudge that, but in any event, great job of Carter getting some points there from the middle.
Kriebel to serve for Sterling, trailing at 19-11. She does get it over the net. Slam opportunity dinked over, though. Set for Sterling. Applegate drills it home. Sterling putting some points together. They trail at 19-12.
Yeah, this is definitely gut check time. It's let's see them pick this up.
Yeah, we've attacked the middle area, tried to go to the middle area. One of the first times, a few times we've seen them try to get that near side, and you saw Demaris one of the few times, like Sean talked about their bounce and covering everything, but caught off guard, and you saw that opening there to the left side.
19-12, Sterling trails. Demaris hits it right into the net. Sterling on a run. They trail at 19-13.
All right.
And now Demaris calls timeout.
Pretty much expected timeout there. One of the few 3 or 4 point runs we've seen from Sterling. I mean, for the most part, you're seeing Demaris go on runs of their own. Sterling will get a point here or there. And Demaris answers back quickly with the run. Haven't been able to do this over the last 2 minutes. So Sterling suddenly has a little bit of life here, although still down by 6.
And again, Sterling's changing up their attack. They went from the middle, they went to the outside. And say, if you can change that up a little bit, they can't send the double blockers over to take away the sideline where you have to go across court.
And I think you saw Sterling get set on trying to kill the middle area of the court. And like you said, Sean, we got away from that, and we've gotten a few points right here.
19-13, Sterling trails it. Kriebel gets it over the net. Set by Demaris. They dink it. Sterling has a chance to hit it over. They do, and they will score as Applegate scores. We are not done yet.
Nice run by Sterling here.
Again, she goes to that near area of the court. And yeah, this is the first time we've seen Demaris on a consistent basis being caught off balance, diving for balls, and has a lot to do with the hits you're seeing from Sterling.
Kriebel goes over the net. Guys, I don't know if it's coincidence or not. We have lost the radio stream here just before Sterling went on the run. So we are a TV-only broadcast right now as you're watching on Sterling TV 19. It is now 19-15, Sterling within four.
Well, if it pops back on, I'll turn it off so we keep the run down.
Yeah, keep us run.
We lost the radio. Now we're scoring some points. Sterling over the net. Demaris deflected. Sterling has a chance to set and knock this over. Applegate, good return there by Demaris. And that's going out of bounds. It's 19-16.
Have them back on their heels. I'll tell you, if you're able to come back in this game and take this to a third game, what kind of pressure you're going to put on Demaris, who was up to, I believe, almost a 10-point lead. It was a 9 or 10-point lead at one point in this game.
Serve is over the net. Demaris looks to slam. Controlled by Kaiser. Set up. Naomi Carter. Oops, she airmailed that one. So 20-16 now. Demaris gets it.
Yeah, I think that might have been just a little mistimed in the jump. She was a little off balance. And that's uncharacteristic for Ilani to hit the ball that high and far.
Even then, we still have to set that because once we started to set in the middle hitter, they can't send the double block over, so it's been open up the near sideline.
Demaris sends it long. Sterling gets a point. 20-17, Sterling trails it.
You can see Demaris getting a little rattled right now. I mean, a lot of their shots that are long, we were saying before, they're either a foot short or a foot long to get right by that line. That was at least 4 or 5 feet long.
Pros in to serve for Sterling. They trail it 20-17. Crowe sends it over, just a little short. Good dig by the libero. Set by Sterling Sims. Applegate, and Sterling scores again, 20-18.
And that's a nice serve by Daniel Crowe. He's going on some runs with the short serve. I think Demaris was expecting something towards the back line. Kept them off balance. They were able to get it back over, but weren't able to get the good set, and then Sterling comes up with the kill.
Crowe serves it in nicely. Demaris won't be able to slam. They send it over and out again. Sterling within one.
And you know, guys, I think what Sterling's doing right now is they're anticipating that diagonal shot to the far end of the court. They're getting over there, forcing, and I think Demaris realizes that, forcing them to hit a little bit farther. And, you know, they've got them out of sync right now and getting this to be a one-point game, which is unbelievable considering the momentum that Demaris had at one point.
Sure. Now, when you watch the watch Coach Mack, he's actually pointing out where to Danielle where to hit the ball, and she's hitting it. And because of the because of that, when their set of return, they're not being able to set up for nice kill shots where they normally are, and that's what's throwing the shots off to go out wide.
Yeah, you can.
Reedy, uncharacteristically, hits a couple outside, but she's actually been set back a little bit further on those hits.
Yeah, you can see Crozier's first serve, because everybody was trying to go towards that back area with the power serve, came soft, and they were diving for it. Like you said, Sean, weren't able to get a good set. Ball comes over the other side. We get the good set. We get the kill.
It looks like she's trying to hit the girl on the back, the left-hand side, and then Libero's actually been trying to keep the serve away from her. The last couple times, she's actually stepped in front of her. We'll see if we can pick up where Coach Mack. He's giving a little signal here to Danielle, and Danielle's hitting it with surgical precision here.
All right, here we go. Sterling down one. They trail it 20-19. Championship on the line. Sterling must win. They get the serve in. Chance to hit it over, deflected. Sterling with a chance to spike. This is going to be a deep tap over, though. Kriebel did a good job just to tap that over. Here's a spike opportunity. Far side, dug up right at the net. Taken by Demaris, and Sterling can't get to that. Kind of handcuffed Sims on that one.
Mm-hmm. Nice adjustment by Demaris on the return of serve. They end up having four in the back there from the customary three from the points before. So nice adjustment coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, even the slam, that wasn't a great set, but she, like you said, she adjusted her body over, got herself in position, had the good hit towards the middle. Attacking the middle area again.
Just got that one over the net. Sterling sets. And beautiful dig out there by Demaris. I thought that was going to be a point for Sterling. Deflected. Sterling digs it up. Chance to hit it over. Applegate into the net. They play on. Blocked, and Sterling not able to get the point there. 22-19.
That's unfortunate. They had a nice set there, and then and they had a good dig because this is a tough serve to field, so they had a nice opportunity to actually get away and get her off of the service line here.
Jump serve just gets over again, set at the net. Applegate gets a slam in. They play on. Jump serve deflected up. Sterling has a chance to hit it over. Sanchez, good job there. Far side slam into the net. Sanchez scores. Keeps them alive. 22-20.
Yeah, there's Sanchez in the middle there. But I think prior to that, one thing you're seeing from Sterling now is they're attacking the net on those potential kills. They're just getting a finger on it, a little bit on it at the net, and it's enabling them to get the dig and keep the volleys going. That's been a real key in this run and their ability to come back in this game, and still they're within two.
Adcock comes in the game for Sterling. Grzinski to serve. Set far side for a slam and just scoring. 2 points away now is Demaris.
Yeah, there's that diagonal slam, that diagonal kill that they were so successful with, but she does a good job in mixing it up, either going to the middle, going diagonally, and found that open area off to the far side.
Damaris leads it 23-20. Two scores away. Nice dig by Kaiser, set at the net. Applegate, a net and a point against Damaris. Sterling point, 23-21.
Yeah, I didn't pick up what I was, but I like the call.
We'll take it, yeah. The official on our side was the one who called it.
Yeah.
Sterling trailing at 23-21. Over the net they go. Set at the net, slam, dug up for a sec. Good job by Sanchez. She just turned around, and we are 1 point away for Damaris. It's 24-21.
Again, Sterling got close, but Damaris just has a way, of, even after some tough points, of getting themselves back into a rhythm, and I think that's what we're seeing now in the last couple points.
Sterling down 1-0, down 24-1 in this game. Damaris serves, dug up by Kaiser. Sanchez, she'll score.
And that's one of the few times we're calling her name on the offensive end. She's been very strong defensively, but that's one of the few times we call her offensively. That could be a difference here. She actually just gets subbed out for Naomi Carter.
Kaiser now to serve for Sterling, trailing 24-22. Gets it over the net. Damaris able to set, and Sterling gets the point.
Wow. No hit into net. It's a real gutty performance here by Sterling.
Yeah, again, one thing you've seen in his potential kills is their ability to crash the net and get something on any type of potential kill by Damaris.
24-23, Sterling trailing it. Kaiser does get it over. Set time, Damaris. Sterling keeps it in, that's it. Damaris, state champs of group two.
Okay, a very, very dominating performance by Damaris. Sterling played well, came back in the second game. They really, really showed their composure, came back strong. Unfortunately, they're up against a superior opponent today.
Yeah, just an unbelievable team when you're talking about Damaris, but that doesn't take away from the effort that Sterling had and the great season, just the outstanding season they've had in getting here, coming up with some memorable wins, and just going against an opponent that, you know, we talked about them in the beginning and heard that their game was primarily, or their strength was the serve, but boy, they had a whole lot more than that with their ability to come up with the kills, cover all areas at the court. Just a complete team. You know, yesterday, I know with Riverdale, you stopped the one girl, you were able to come away with decisive wins, but you really had to stop a lot more than that to get the win against Damaris, and this is just a well-deserved victory by Damaris.
Great effort by the Lady Knights. They weren't able to come away with the game here. I mean, you can see some of them with the pain that they're going through right now, but again, great effort. The other team was just a little better today.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. When you looked at the first game, I think we were actually, you know, taken back a little bit because they had a very strong performance, Damaris did, but very gutty performance in the second game to keep it right there. And, you know, 25-23 is, you know, very respectful coming back and not seeing a team before. And this team is actually coming down from group three because they're used to playing to a higher level against bigger schools. So coming down this year, they actually were the state champions last year at group three. Now they're state champions at group two this year, and deservedly so.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, like you talked about how they fought hard. I mean, especially after losing that first game decisively, then you're down by, was it 9 or 10? It was like either 19 to 10,
like 19
or 19
10,
to
9.
Yeah. And to come back, to get it within two at one point, or I think one at one point, just says a lot about the character of these girls, how they don't quit, and just a great group of girls. And, you know, you can't shortchange everything that they've accomplished this year.
There you get a look at Damaris and the state champs for 2012.
Yeah, definitely congratulating. In retrospect, looking back, I mean, Sterling in the first game, you know, we got up 2-0, and we actually scored a third point, but then they said there was a net violation, I believe. So we could have had 3-0 serving for the fourth, and then that came back to the 2-1, and then you put it in their strength was their strength as their serve, and they came back to serve, and they took the first game there. So
what we'll do is we'll step aside. Last year we were able to get Coach McPherson on and a couple of the girls. Let's see if we can get a couple of the girls and Coach McPherson to join us again. Lady Knights, a tremendous season. They actually win the Group A section. of Group 2 this year. So they are the Group A champs, not able to win the state championship, though. We're going to try and come back with a postgame show in a moment.
All right, welcome back, everybody, here to the TV19 postgame show. The seniors are nice enough to join us right now. We're going to talk to them for a minute or two on their great accomplishment this year. We're going to start with Miss Applegate. Look back at the season a little bit. What are some of the things you'll remember about this season?
I don't know. I'll just remember everything. Like, I love this team. I couldn't ask to play with a better group of girls. Our record was amazing this year. We got this far again. I'm just proud of everybody.
Nobody, especially in North Jersey, gave you girls a chance to even be in this game. What does that mean for you and your team?
Well, it kind of pumped us up. Like, it made us hype to want to get here and prove them all wrong.
Any other thoughts about as you look back this season, a couple things that maybe stand in your mind as you look back at this year?
What was staying in my mind? I can't think right now.
A big game, a big moment, a bus trip, what have you?
Yeah, we went to States, but like, I don't know, the Hackenstown game and Riverdale, beating Riverdale yesterday. Never will forget that.
Well, congratulations. You have a great year. You got nothing to be sad about. Great year.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Let's bring Ms. Crozier over here. Join us over here. Where'd you learn to surf?
Club.
How can, like, our young girls watching, we have a lot of young girls watching out there, what makes for a good serve?
Just to have good contact with your hand and a good toss. It always starts with a toss, so if it's good, then you'll have a nice serve.
What will you always remember about this season?
Just the girls. They made the whole experience the best. They were the best team I could ask for.
Congratulations. You played great this year.
Thank you.
All right. Let's bring in Melanie. Melanie, here we are at the big game. What are your thoughts on this game as we look back at this game today?
I mean, it's hard to be disappointed when you made it to a state final, but it just, knowing you could have played better, kind of looks like a bitter thing, like, and being here 2 years in a row. But I mean, that we really have nothing to hang our heads about. I mean, no one gave us a chance to be here, and we definitely proved ourselves and hopefully gave the South some more recognition in the volleyball world.
You definitely gave the South some recognition because, again, even from the Mawa game, they totally took you girls for granted. They didn't scout you. They didn't pay attention to you. They were getting ready to play the next game. Tell us a little about the game that we didn't do, the game you won yesterday. Tell us, like, what that game was like.
That was probably my favorite game of this entire season. They were ranked one, and we lost to them in the state finals last year. They came and scouted us at the Mahawa game, but they didn't. We just shut them down completely, and to beat them on their court, like, convincingly, just was probably the best thing about this season so far.
Congratulations on another awesome season.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. All right, let's bring in Miss Sims here right now. What will you remember about this season as you look back at it a couple years from now?
Definitely remember the Riverdale game yesterday. It was the best game we've played all season, and I'm pretty sure we all will remember that for the rest of our lives because it was a big game that we had to win in their home court.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like to play in this game in a state championship situation, because most people, including myself, have never been out there in a game like this. What was it like for you?
It was pretty awesome to feel accomplished to be here. You're really nervous, like, at first. Like, we were all really nervous. We started off really tight, and we couldn't loosen up. But then we, like, got our nerves out. We picked everything up together, but we couldn't pick it up, like, quick enough, and we got down on ourselves. But we needed to pick up our heads, and we did that at the end of the game. But it wasn't good enough for us. But we should be proud of each other because we got here, we got far, we had a good season. And to get to states as a South team, then that's really, like, accomplishable.
Had a great year again to you as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Let's bring in Emily here. Emily, what will you remember about this season and the run you girls went on?
Probably just how close we got during playoffs. We drove over 600 miles in 2-3 days. So, I mean, you have a lot of time to talk on bus rides. We're such good friends. I mean, that's one thing I'll never forget, and I can't wait to come home next year and still hang out with these girls that I've been spending the past 5 months with.
That's an interesting point you made. Quite a few days in a row, long bus ride. Do you think it affected play at all, or once you hit the floor, it didn't matter?
I mean, I don't think that it affected us because the past 2 days we came out, we had a 2.5-hour bus ride, came out ready to play, everything. I mean, I think just today we didn't play to our potential, and it's sad to see us end this way, but I mean, we had an amazing season. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Do you have any favorite moments as an individual or a team that you always remember about this season?
I would maybe say winning Riverdale yesterday. It was an amazing experience. I mean, to have everybody there like all of our parents that drove 2.5 hours to watch us, and we shut down everything that we were supposed to. We did everything we were supposed to, and they were really caught off guard by us, and that was just great to get some respect from teams like that.
Congratulations, you had an awesome year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's bring Anissa in here. We'll let Anissa finish things up for the seniors. Anissa, first of all, congratulations. Outstanding season.
Thank you.
What was it like for you second time out here, state championship game? How was it for you today?
It was definitely stressful, this whole playoff process, but I wouldn't change it for any other feeling in the world. I love my team, and I love the fact that we were able to come back for another chance. And even though we didn't end up with the win, we still played our hearts out, and you can tell.
You played a really good team today. What we thought was great was in that second game, your team showed a lot of heart, and you really had them against the ropes for a while. Talk a little about the comeback in that second game.
With the comeback, it was pretty much just we knew we were down. We've been down before. It's just a matter of fighting and showing them that even though we're the underdog, we can still play and we can still fight. And you could kind of see it on their faces that they weren't expecting us to come back as hard as we did, but I'm glad we put up a fight and didn't just lay down and take it.
What are some of the things you'll remember about this season here as a senior playing volleyball?
I'll definitely remember how hard that everyone pushed themselves to get to this point, and that even through the rough times, we stayed as a team and we never gave up. And it just proves that the harder you work, the farther you get.
Now, Anissa, we've followed here on Channel 19 a great deal since your freshman year as a basketball player. Now, you have to shift gears and get ready for basketball. What should we look for as we get ready for basketball?
Basketball, you should be looking for the same thing, just hopefully we'll be coming out with the win in the championship. We have a great team, great girls. We've lost a couple girls from last year, but we're working on building our skills and getting our team back together, and it should be a good season.
Are you going to be able to play volleyball, or have you made a choice once you graduate Sterling what you're going to do?
I've been thinking about it. It's between all three, between volleyball, basketball, and track, and I'm just looking to see where I get the best offer from. I'd like to stay close to my mom and my sister. So it's just a matter of what my heart wants to do at this point.
Anissa, it's been awesome watching volleyball. I'm really happy. We still got a couple more months to watch you on TV with basketball, and you still have track, so good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Anissa.
Sure, it was our pleasure to come up and travel around. We got the tour of New Jersey, if you will, to watch the girls play. They had a great season. We'll always remember this team. They've done a great job. For Mr. Scholes and Mr. Klink, that's going to do it. Once again, Sterling comes up a little bit short this year. Congratulations on a great year. We'll have some basketball coming up in a couple weeks right here on Channel 19. Have a great evening, everybody.